Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. And I want to just start by acknowledging my co-authors and for this presentation, several of whom are in the room. It's really great to be here. As a way of introducing myself and my co-authors, we work as a team that supports health and all policies in California, and specifically we facilitate the state's health and all policies task force, which I'm just going to talk about very briefly in this presentation, but we have a longer presentation that really goes into the details of the task force later this afternoon. We also do technical assistance and provide support and training to many of the local communities in California that are doing health and all policies and have been doing that work with Genoveva and with the rest of the panelists here. So my job is to really open this panel and talk about what is health and all policies and set the frame for the stories that you are going to hear. So this slide illustrates why we do health and all policies. And on the screen, you can see images of some big, hard social issues. These are environmental issues, issues in our environment that I like to call sticky problems. Australia uses the term wicked problems. But the idea is that these are issues that impact health. They're not under the purview of the health department or healthcare institutions per se. They're multifactorial, they're complex, they're difficult to fully define. There's no clear solution. They're not the responsibility of any one single agency or organization. And so some of the examples up here are gun violence, poverty, pollution, justice, preserving agricultural lands, and so on. And these are all things that that shape the environments in which we live and that really shape our health. They're also shaped by disparate policies. They're rarely coordinated in terms of all of the impacts and approaches to these issues. And there's often, within these issue areas, often there's no analysis or even often not even an awareness of the health impacts. So to tackle these, which shapes so much of the health and well-being of our communities, we really need a new way of thinking. And so we present health and all policies as a new way of thinking. Health and all policies is a proactive, collaborative approach to improving the health of all people by incorporating health considerations into decision-making across sectors and across policy areas. One of the goals of health and all policies is that decision-makers should be informed about the health, equity, and sustainability impacts and consequences of their policy options during the policy development process. And also the idea of the health and all policies is that we're trying to improve existing systems. So this is not about creating new systems and new infrastructure, but really taking what exists and making it better, increasing efficiency and improving the impacts. And I wanted to tell a very short story kind of related to this. In terms of, you know, who does health and all policies and who are our partners. When I was giving a talk in California to a bunch of folks who were working in housing, transportation, and other land use issues, and I made a comment about what a great job our housing department was doing in promoting health, even though they are not a health agency. And our deputy director of housing actually stood up. She said, "Excuse me, but we're a health agency." You know, and so, and it was this aha moment for me and also for other folks in the room where we'd been having these conversations with the health, with the housing department for several years at that point, but it was the first time that they had said, actually, we are a health agency. And they have brought a health lens into their work for years, but it was a little bit different for them to really claim that as part of the identity of the organization and the fundamental purpose of what they do. And it was really exciting, and it's actually required us to reframe how we think about it, that we're not working with non-health agencies, we're working with health allies, and how do we think about that? Part of the new way of thinking of health and all policies is also about having broad cross-government goals, as opposed to just each department or agency working on their own particular mission, but really thinking about what are we trying to achieve as a whole, what is the fundamental purpose of government, supporting coordination across agencies, and the idea that prevention rightfully falls under the purview of government. And I think that that's a big messaging piece for our work. Here's a definition of health in all policies. And one of so we have five key elements of health in all policies that we use to really describe this approach. And I'm not going to go through all of them in this presentation, but I do want to call out one of them, which is co-benefits. And this image kind of highlights an example. So the idea of co-benefits is that we would pursue a particular policy and bring people on board because it brings value to a variety of different stakeholders. The idea is that we're tackling problems that touch multiple policy areas, and then we're finding solutions that have multiple benefits. So in this example, you'll see an image of a tree in the center, and it represents the work around community greening, parks, recreation, kind of promoting more green spaces in our communities. And then around the edges, you see images that depict different sectors. And so I actually just want to ask you if you have thoughts about why would greening be important to folks in the housing sector, for example? Anybody wants to call out? Yeah. Great, so access to healthy foods, physical activity. How about the bicycle at the top? Any thoughts on that? Okay, great, so connectivity. So, and then also, and I'll just share a couple other thoughts here. So I think for bicycling also, it's really important to have shade, to have clean air, to have places where people want to be outdoors. We have education on the top left. It's really important for schools to have healthy kids, and healthy kids depend a lot upon the environments that we're in. We need playgrounds that have shady areas, that are comfortable, that are safe. Even we have a symbol over here around justice. There's a fair amount of evidence that green spaces and greening actually can impact crime rates. So this is a kind of an illustration of taking this concept of co-benefits and bringing in a wide variety of partners to work together on a single issue. And part of the reason to do this is to establish trust and buy-in, to support partners in their goals, and to really engage partners to leverage their resources across policy areas. So in California, we have a Health and All Policies Task Force made up of state agencies. We bring together 22 state agencies, departments, and offices. And this slide gives a picture of the membership of the task force. So it's very broad and diverse. For example, we have our transportation department, we have food and agriculture, education, social services, general services, which handles purchasing and building management for the state, Department of Justice, and so on. And the focus of this group is to promote public health, to promote environmental sustainability, and to promote equity, and really bring those three pieces together. And that's been a key piece of our work, is finding those links between those three. I'm going to call out just one example, and I know I circled up here corrections and food contracts. These are examples of projects that we're involved in, but I'm actually going to describe a different one that I think is more relevant to this panel, which is around our land use and active transportation work. And we know that healthy community work actually happens at the local level, but we're at the state level. And so we look to local communities to find out what they're trying to do to promote healthier communities, healthier planning decisions, and then figure out what we can do at the state level to support that work. So some of the goals at the state are also around reducing greenhouse gas emissions. We have a big initiative around that, and so we've been able to find co-benefits between reducing greenhouse gas emissions and promoting active transportation, walking, biking, and public transit. And some of the roles that the state plays are in promoting and providing guidance that are then used by local communities to bring health into those kinds of decisions. Health and All Policies has a global spread, and so this just kind of gives a picture across the U.S. and then in particular in California. And we're all breaking new ground. This is a new approach in many ways. Everybody's path is different. It's really important that we share our stories and learn from each other. And I just wanted to show a quick snapshot of California. I think it's hard to read the map, but this is a map of California and our counties. And circled in red are the three rural counties that we're featuring on the panel today. who are using community transformation grant funds to do health and all policies work. And to close, I just wanted to point out some resources. There are a lot of resources around health and all policies. I know that health and all policies is going to be the theme for APHA for the annual meeting next year, so I expect that we're going to see a lot more happening in the next year. But on the left on the screen is the cover of the Health and All Policies Guide for state and local governments, which our team produced. And we have copies in the back of a four-pager, which kind of calls out many of the highlights of that guide. And then the full guide, I'm not sure if we have copies in the back, but there are copies in the expo of the full 170-page guide that you can take for free from the Public Health Institute table. And then there's some other materials that have been put out by the Institute of Medicine. And we also have some little flyers in the back about other panels relating to health and all policies. We have one more panel this afternoon between 2:30 and 4 where we will go into much more detail on the state task force. And we'll also hear from partners in the city of Richmond, California, as well as here in New Orleans. So I hope that we'll see you there as well. Thank you.